Good morning. High pressure, both at the surface and aloft, will crest over the region today. And the hottest air of the season, which moved in yesterday, will be overhead this afternoon. With hazy sunshine, it'll be quite humid, and temperatures will reach into the lower to mid-90s on average, with just the outside risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm, mainly off of the mountains in the Adirondacks and Greens. The rest of the region will stay hot and dry through the evening. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight, remaining warm and muggy with lows around 70. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where a cold front will work its way through the Great Lakes and into the region for the day on Thursday. We'll have hazy sunshine mixed with clouds out ahead of this front. Still, temperatures will reach well up into the 80s and even close to 90 in some spots before shower and thunderstorms arrive during the afternoon and linger into the evening. This will bring a bit of a break in the humidity for the end of the week. With high pressure building back in, we'll have mostly sunny skies and lower humidity for Friday, although highs will be back into the middle 80s. The humidity will come back into the picture over the weekend, and we'll watch for a couple of weak disturbances to pass by. And this could initiate a shower or thunderstorm here or there on Saturday in the mid-80s, and on Sunday back to sunshine with highs staying in the middle 80s. Still very summer-like, warm and humid into the early part of the week with highs in the middle to upper 80s on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from the Midwest and Ohio Valley southward to the central Gulf Coast. Strong heating will contribute to moderate instability in the region with scattered thunderstorms developing. Locally strong wind gusts will be the primary risk. And excessive heat warnings have been expanded and are now in effect for a large part of the mid and lower Mississippi Valley, from St. Louis down to Monroe, Louisiana. The heat index in some of these locations will climb as high as 114 degrees. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 90s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 93 degrees, the low 68, the average temperature 81, that's 9 degrees above normal. A trace of rain yesterday for the month, 3.12 inches, which is 61 hundredths below average. And 18.54 inches for the year, which is 3.76 inches of precipitation below average. There were 16 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 214, that's 21 above normal. And 448 for the season, which is 107 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high 97 set in 1894, and the record low 47 in 1987. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:19 p.m., 14 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls, Plattsburgh, and Burlington. Hazy, hot, and humid today, with a shower or thunderstorm possible, especially in the mountains, with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, and also out to White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today, with highs in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight, with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville. Hazy, hot, and humid today, with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight, with lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. Hazy, hot, and humid today, with just the outside risk of a shower or thunderstorm, and high temperatures in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper 60s to around 70. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today, with highs in the lower to mid-90s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, with lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy sun and cloud, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon in the upper 80s, mostly sunny with lower humidity Friday in the mid-80s, a mix of sun and cloud Saturday, the risk of a shower or storm in the mid-80s, mostly sunny, staying in the mid-80s on Sunday, and back into the middle and upper 80s for Monday and Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds and a scattered shower or thunderstorm. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.